Thursday, May 23rd, 2024, and the Board of County Commissioners is here. I'm Commissioner Van Beek. I'll be chairing the meeting this morning. Commissioner Brooks is also present. Commissioner Holton is not available this morning. We are joined by the Prosecuting Attorney's Office, PA Deputy Wesley and Klempel. We also have members of our Sheriff's Office here today, Lieutenant Flores and Bunny Malman, the Administrative Assistant. Bosco Baldwin from Human Resources is here, and our ever-present and faithful Chief Operating Officer, Greg Rast. We have a couple of action items this morning. We're going to start with the Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Flores has a resolution to consider designating surplus personal property with nominal value. And so he has, it's my understanding, a presentation for the commissioners to accompany this, and we're ready.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, Commissioner Brooks, what you have before you today is a resolution to dispose of badges that are have been worn beyond service life. The Sheriff's Office, in an effort to be fiscally responsible year over year prior to some changes made, took it upon themselves to reissue those badges. So if a deputy left our employment, that badge would come back as property of the county, and then if it was serviceable, would be reissued to a new deputy that was hired. Like any other piece of equipment, you know, the more people that use that piece of equipment, the more wear it gets. And then it just becomes unprofessional, in my opinion, as to how it looks on the uniform and everything else. But again, that they are rather expensive. It can be expensive depending on the make and quality and everything else. But the better quality you get, there's a cost associated with that. So a few years ago, it was after my promotion, I took a good hard look at what the equipment looked like on our people and made some financial decisions as to what our image needs to be to maintain that level of professionalism. And it's not just a public appearance, but it's also how they feel when they're looking at themselves in the mirror is just as important, because how they feel or feel translates to how they please. And then taking a look at the badges we were purchasing at that time was from a company called Symbol Arts. It's a big company, a lot of people purchase from them. But looking at the lifespan of a badge from the day it was issued brand new to a year later, then 2 years later, and we started noticing there were some serious defects in the process. While they're all pretty and shiny on day one, the finish, that the enamel they use, it just wasn't holding up. So I'd asked permission to explore an option to find another vendor, and we did that. And we landed with Smith & Warren, which is a U.S.-based company, all badges made in the USA. So we got some test badges ordered, did a comparison, and decided that's the route we were going to go. Which brings us to today. So looking at, like, I kind of do the ordering of badges and stuff for the Sheriff's Office, maintain tracking and all those things. We currently have two versions of our badge in service. The old Smith and Symbol Arts version, which you should have a picture of on the resolution, and the new Symbol Arts version, or Smith & Warren version of it. While they're very close, they're not exact, as you can see. So we have that disparage in as far as the look of the uniform not being uniform. And then I asked for a tally of how many people are still wearing the Smith & Warren badge, or sorry, Symbol Arts badges versus the Smith & Warren, because I'd like to get everybody under the same look and feel for the uniformity of things. And that number was astoundingly high. It's in the range of 170 badges in service. And if you walk around and look at some of these deputies' badges, and you see the enamel's chipped off, half the state seal's been chipped off, and they've been coloring it in blue so it doesn't look bad. It's just not a good look. So bringing this forward to the sheriff and the chief, the sheriff thought it was an opportune time to maybe do a redesign and get back to more of what the traditional badge of Canyon County was, which is the 7-point star. Well, that's encompassed in that circle badge that we currently wear. The traditional 7-point star, and he wanted to explore options, and we decided upon a design, or he did, and then came down to negotiating for costs. So today, I have with me the justification letter that explains all everything I just told you, plus the cost breakdown of how or what the purchase price is going to be of the new badges, with a purchase order that I'll leave with the board for your review and consideration of that purchase order agreement. Am I missing anything or any questions at this point?
I do have questions. So, Lieutenant, what I heard you say is that you have the availability in your budget to purchase the new badges that are needed for the sheriff's office, and that this piece of equipment, like other pieces of equipment that we've upgraded for the sheriff's office, is a part of what they do in their line of duty as a service officer for the community.
Yes, the answer to your question Madam Chair, Commissioner Brooks, yes, we have the money within our current approved expense budget.
Okay.
For this purchase. It's being structured in two ways. You're familiar with the SCAP grant, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So SCAP grant funding allows for recruitment and retention purposes, to use these funds for that. So all of the badges that are being purchased for the detention center will be used using grant funding, so non-taxpayer funds.
That's great information.
Taxpayer funds, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
The remaining balance, which will come out of our 410 budget, which is coming out of, I believe, patrol accessories, we have the money to cover that expense. With the resolution in front of you today, allowing our employees to purchase those badges back at a cost of $40 per badge, I've got a commitment right now from people that want to purchase. 100 people have committed to purchase, which math is $4,000. Several of those have indicated they would like to purchase several, which it was in the purview, as far as the sheriff's concerned, they're allowed to possess them. And like I said, when you leave the rank of deputy sheriff and you promote to corporal, you turn in your deputy sheriff badge and you're issued a corporal badge. So that badge is gone. So people now have the opportunity to go, hey, I would like to possess all of the badges for a shadow box of my career. So those people, there's several that will purchase more than just one. I just won't know that final number until we close. But we estimate that the actual cost to taxpayers will probably be less than $5,000 of using taxpayer money to fund this project.
Right. And I really appreciate the fact that you are looking at trade-in value. So you've already got a commitment that helps understand what the numbers are. I haven't seen the documentation that you've provided. I can only reflect on when I was first sworn in as commissioner in 2019, there was a proposal to purchase badges for the coroner's office at that time. So we're talking almost 6 years ago. Those badges were priced at $400 a piece. So they can be of significant cost. And I really appreciate you looking at the quality of what our officers wear and how they present in the community. So lots of good information that I appreciate you've attached on the detail, including the SCAP funding for that. We occasionally have people ask what happens to that. I've had that asked lunch setting speech. Hey, what do we do with that? So I am, Commissioner Brooks, in favor of signing the resolution and allowing the sheriff's office to have deputy sheriffs be able to repurchase those. If I understand this correctly, these cannot go out to the general public for sale. They can only be held, as you've indicated, by a person who holds the rank and title of a sheriff's officer.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think it's a great win to have those repurposed, and it benefits the officers who've dedicated their lives to protecting our community.
Well said. I'm in concurrence. So with that, Madam Chair, I move that we sign the resolution designating surplus property, personal property with nominal value.
I will second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your presentation and thank you for your research.
Thank you, sir.
I do have this for you too.
Yes.
You can read it before you sign the PO so you understand.
That would be great.
The pricing and structure and everything else.
Okay. And then if we have questions, you'll be available for those.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Okay. All right.
We have the signed copy.
We'll sign these. Then we have another presentation. So Lieutenant Flores currently serves as the president of our Health Board Advisory Committee. And Osco, do you want to join at the table? You are an advisory member and you are a board member. So we have both groups represented here. Zach Wesley also serves on that board, correct? Or in an advisory capacity.
He's our legal advisor.
There. Thank you for that. Thank you. We had a discussion last week where we were evaluating options that would benefit the taxpayer base by providing a larger group for buying power and then expanding, augmenting the services for the employees in looking at cost that has not been adjusted for several years on healthcare premiums. So today, you have brought back a letter that you said was forthcoming that's addressed to the state of Idaho. Who would like to expand on that and then explain a little bit just for the record?
I can. So during our presentation last week, when we were on the record discussing the current position of the health trust account and the state of affairs when it comes to healthcare in general for our employees' health insurance, we explained that there was a potential option for the county to join the state of Idaho's health insurance plan. So what you have in front of you today is the letter making the formal request to I think it's the
Director of the Department of Administration.
That to the Director of the Department of Administration, coming from the board, asking basically for consideration of Canyon County to join the state's health insurance plan under the other political subdivision category of Idaho Code.
Yeah, and thank you for that. I think that this is a good thing to do on an annual basis to evaluate where the county is at, to look at our losses, the risk assessment. That hasn't been done. Bosco, I appreciate you looking at that and bringing this forward. You really identified some key areas that should help our employee base as well as cost to taxpayers. I am very in favor of that. I've worked quite a bit with insurance in that capacity and evaluated providers for a company outside of the Canyon County. I think this will be a great win, and I'm hopeful that the analytics that are provided to the state of Idaho include us in their ability to buy down the cost of insurance, which is very expensive right now. So I'm in favor, Commissioner Brooks.
In favor as well. So, Madam Chair, I move that we sign this letter to the Idaho Department of Administration regarding county participation in state group health insurance plan.
I will second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Yes, and with that, it is official. I appreciate you being here today. That concludes this portion.
Madam Chair, we do have one matter to discuss that would be appropriate for executive session in our regular legal staffing. Development services.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
For that conversation. We wanted to discuss a road use issue.
Okay, thank you, Bosco. Okay, and you said D and F?
D and F.
Okay. I make a motion that we adjourn into executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
All in, the motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
I vote yes.
I vote yes, and we are now adjourned into executive session.